This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli strikes across Gaza have killed at least 18 people as the United States says it would veto another draft UN ceasefire resolution. The U.S., Israel's top ally, instead hopes to broker a ceasefire agreement and hostage release with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. It envisions a wider resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pushed back, calling Hamas's demands delusional. Russian authorities are detaining people mourning the loss of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He died in custody at an Arctic Circle penal colony late last week. Western leaders blame Russia. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
In St. Petersburg, men removed flowers from a makeshift memorial honoring dead Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Almost immediately, new flowers took their place. Just one day earlier, police detained mourners for laying flowers in Navalny's honor. Independent Russian media and human rights group OVD Info reported no fewer than 400 detentions at events across some 32 cities after news of Navalny's death broke late last week. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Protesters demonstrated in Quetta, Pakistan on Sunday against alleged poll rigging in the country's recently concluded general election. Pakistan's election on February 8th did not return a clear majority for anyone, but independent candidates backed by jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan won 92 out of 264 seats, making them the largest group. The Election Commission has denied accusations and said legal forms would address specific concerns. This is VOA News. Two U.S. senators visiting Hungary are planning to submit a resolution to Congress condemning Hungary for a backslide in democracy. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Democrat Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire and North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis say Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is warming up to Russia and China and has worked to weaken EU sanctions against Russia. The two senators are also objecting to Orban's blocking a NATO vote to add Sweden to the alliance, jeopardizing transatlantic security. On a separate issue Saturday, President Biden also emphasized the importance of NATO.
As long as there's NATO, we have allies. Allies that are competent and have defended us.
All 31 NATO member countries have to approve of Sweden's admittance for it to take effect. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Italy's top appeals court has established sending sea migrants back to Libya is unlawful, a ruling hailed by charities and human rights groups. The court upheld the conviction of a captain of an Italian towboat who in 2018 rescued 101 migrants from a rubber dinghy and returned them to Libya. The rescue took place in international waters about 105 kilometers off Libya, the court said. The captain was sentenced to 1 year in prison. Ethiopian runners dominated at the 2024 Seville Marathon on Sunday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Before the start of the race, athletes paid tribute to world record holder Kelvin Kiptum. He died in a traffic accident in his native Kenya on February the 11th, a week after his incredible Chicago Marathon time of 2 hours and 35 seconds was ratified as a world record. Teresa Galeta and Asmira Gebru were winners of the men's and women's races, respectively. For Galeta, that feat was achieved in 2 hours, 3 minutes and 27 seconds, a new course record. Gebru crossed the finish line in 2 hours, 22 minutes and 14 seconds.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The International Olympic Committee will not change its rules to let boxing great Manny Pacquiao compete at the Paris Games, aged 5 years beyond the entry limit. Pacquiao wanted to come out of retirement to box at age 45 in the Olympic tournament in Paris, where medal bouts will be staged at the Roland Garros Tennis Complex. The IOC says it wrote to Olympic officials in the Philippines explaining the age limit of 40 will be upheld. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.